By now, everyone knows the in and outs of the Ian Hunter, Mick Ronson saga with Mata Hoople in December of 1974 that resulted in two of the original Mata Hooplers, Buffin and Overend, who are my guests this afternoon, being left without a lead guitarist and a lead vocalist. The task was to go about finding some new members to replace the old, right? How did you go about doing that?
Well, we had the nucleus of Buffin and myself to start with, and about a week later, Morgan, the piano player, decided he wanted to stay with us as well. So we had the three of us. So we set about finding a guitarist and a singer.
With the reputation of a band like Mata Hoople, how do you go about replacing two major members of the band? How do you run ads in the paper, right?
Yeah, we did.
You say Mata Hoople looking for, or rock?
No,
and
we didn't.
Roll
we didn't mention the name of the group.
No, right. Because we didn't want people coming in.
We didn't want people with dark glasses and ginger hair coming in for the audition.
How many people did you audition?
About 200 altogether. We had about 600 odd tapes, didn't we?
Yeah, we had things from all over the world: Australia, America, Borneo. You know,
really? Yeah, Kenya.
Yeah.
We had a few letters from the African nations. It was ridiculous. Yeah. But finding the singer was the hardest thing, because we knew Ray.
We knew Ray, the guitarist, Ray Major, the guitarist. We'd known for about 5 years, and he was an original choice to replace Mick Rouse, but we couldn't find him at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew Ray. The singer was the hardest, as Buff says, you know.
We decided on Ray early in January, but it took till just before we started the album to find Nigel.
Mm. He'd been with us a week when we did the album, Nigel. Mm.
So you have to narrow it down from 200 people down to one. Who makes the ultimate decision? The band collectively?
Yeah.
Or management, or anybody else
the
have
band.
Anything to do with it? The band, right?
Yeah.
I want to get into one of my favorite tracks from the album. This is my favorite track from the album. It Takes One to Know One.
What a bloke.
Mott. You guys do that.
Run these down.
takes one to know one from a brand new band, Mott. And I say that because I want to stress the fact that it is a new band. The old band no longer exists, right?
That's right, yeah.
I don't want to get hung up on the old band, but they made it possible for Mott to be where they are now, I guess. So how did David Bowie fit into the old Mott de Hoople band? How did he come along? How did that come about?
Well, it was about 1972, the summer. Yeah. The birds were flying
in the sky.
Yeah, and it was lovely. Yeah. And the old band was going through one of its usual sort of traumas about splitting up, you know, because we used to split up every week, you know. But this time we were really going to split up.
Why did you split up? Lack of success or...
that was the crux of it, really. That was probably the crux of it.
The record company hated us and we hated them.
Yeah. We used to go mad on stage and people used to love it and we used to sell no records. And it was really frustrating because we just couldn't keep it up. We actually had split. And David phoned up and he was a bit upset that we'd split. And he said he's got a song for us if we wanted to do it. So we got back together, and when we heard the song, it was all the young dudes, we all thought it was great, so we recorded it. And like it was a complete boost for us, because it was a hit and everything, and we found ourselves again. David was great, he was great to work with. Uh-huh. And we felt like an entity again then. We felt all the work we'd done was eventually got us somewhere.
Now this album is just recently out, it's called Drive On. It may be a little bit too early to start talking about it, but do you have plans for another album?
It's called Drive On, actually.
Yeah, that's what that one's called.
That's the way you have to say it.
We have got plans for another one, I think we'll probably do one day. No, we're going to do it next February and March. We're going to be recording it.
We might mention...
Probably at Clearwell Castle again, or another location similar. I don't think we'll do it in a studio.
You guys will be at the Forum this Friday night, along with Aerosmith and Montrose, right?
Yeah.
Now, you've been working with Aerosmith, or you have worked with Aerosmith in the past. What are they like to work with?
They're very nice guys.
Great, yeah.
Yeah, we always got on very well with them, you know.
They've worked hard, haven't they?
Yeah, they have, Brad sent me a jacket once to England. It was great. They had this lovely present come in the post. It was this jacket I
studded jacket?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good lads.
Thanks, Brad. Won't forget that.
If you guys don't mind, you know, at this point I'd like to get into another track that's one of my favorites from the album, which may not be anybody else's favorite from the album, but it's mine.
Yeah.
One of mine. It's called Love Now, Mott from...
How is it? Drive On!
Okay, that's called Love Now, and that's Mott from the new album.
Dragon!
Okay, there you go. Hey, one of you guys mentioned a bit earlier that makeup has gone out. Who determines that? I mean, it's a fad, obviously, but are there top bands, maybe like Jagger, or somebody that determines what the fads are?
I don't know, really. It just sort of happens, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't really know, you know. It was.
I think it was fun in 72, wasn't it? But
yeah, you know, the false eyelashes bit and all that sort of stuff was sort of popular about then. But, I mean, when it all boils down to it, you can't really sort of walk around like that, can you?
No.
Well, you can.
Well, I do.
All right, then. I wouldn't knock people for still wearing it.
Right.
I would not knock them.
No, I wouldn't not knock them either. I would knock them. Should we knock them?
Yeah.
You fairies. You pufters.
Yeah.
No, I won't knock them.
Okay, you guys, again, I'll mention that you'll be at the Forum coming up Friday night with Montrose and Aerosmith. Do you have any plans for... there are tentative plans for some future tour, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We're taking credit for half doing a new tour, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to... we're probably going to do a tour next year.
Uh-huh.
Probably about April, May.
Mm. Once the new album's released, you know, we'll
yeah.
go on the road.
We're going to be working on that for a couple of months. Then we're going to probably do a few dates in England and come back over here for an extensive tour.
And tentative plans about a TV show? Or you can't talk about that now, or what?
Well, we're just hoping to be able to get a TV show in January, back in Los Angeles, if we stay over that long.
I think it's very important for us to get the new band across to people, so that they know who the new guys in the band are, and they know about this album.
Mm. All right, the name of the band is Mott, and Nigel Benjamin and Ray Major are the new members of the band. Buffin and Overend have been my guests this afternoon, and I want to thank you guys for...
We must mention Morgan Fisher.
Oh, yeah, we must mention him. Yeah.
One of the
dear boy!
Also one of the original members of the band, right?
Semi-original, yeah.
He takes credit for half being original.
Yeah.
Okay, again, best of luck, and thanks a lot.
Thanks very much.
Thank
pleasure
you very much.
This seems to be a lot of people's favorite track from the album. It's called The Great White Whale.
Drive on!